here's Cobra, who appears to be intent on going wireless.
Well, things are really winding down over here. I mean,
they certainly
really winding down.
We appear to be one of the very few still on duty.
Duty. But we do need to talk one last time to Robin, our gal Robin, who has been here like 14 hours a day. She basically lives here. This is Robin from Mile High Sports, our new friend, Robin, who we have to judge her outfit.
Her extensions and
how are you today, by the way?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not good.
I know. You look a little hungover.
I feel very hungover.
What did you drink?
All of it.
Like shots?
No. Well, yeah, we did have some shots last night.
Are you a lightweight, or did you really have a lot to drink?
No, I had a lot to drink.
Like, did you eat?
And I'm not a lightweight.
You enjoy the arts?
Let's show you how much of a lightweight Corby is, shall we?
No, let's not talk about that.
No, no, we need to hear
She
it.
Can't hear it. She doesn't have a headset
we'll
on, so she can't.
Put one on her.
Now, what are you going to play?
I got some things I need to iron out with her.
Okay, we'll do that later.
Good luck with
your crap. But let's talk about your outfit. Let's not talk about me. Everyone knows that I'm a functioning alcoholic. So, you went casual today.
I did. Casual Friday.
Okay. We have that same thing at our office.
Monday through Friday.
Are you not happy about Casual Friday, Mike?
No, it's all right. It's okay.
Golly. Now, you're wearing boots. These aren't the same shoes you've worn all week.
No, they're not.
These are big girl boots. They make you tall. You're like 8 feet tall right now. You have jeans that are ripped. Stylish ripped.
That's right.
Did you do the ripping?
I did not.
Who did them?
They're actually cheapos. They came from American Eagle. So for your female listeners,
we have many.
A good pair of $30 jeans are at American Eagle.
Okay, good. A black, is this a tank top or is this a full-on shirt?
It's a tank top.
Okay. And then you have a little jacket on, a cute little jacket on, and a pretty little necklace to accentuate everything.
It's not a pearl necklace, but yes,
okay,
it's a
necklace. Okay, we get it.
Yes, it's not. Now, I like it. I think you look
this very... This is the first girl we've ever had on the air who endorses the pearl necklace.
Who doesn't like pearls?
I don't know.
All girls do. All girls do.
Yes.
But yeah, I like it. I like the casual look.
It's a different look.
It is. You wear it well. How long have you been here?
Oh, I came a little late today, like 10.
Okay. But you go out last night?
Just a little bit. Not too much. Just went to
Did you push them together?
No parties.
No parties.
No.
Push
you know
them
what?
Together.
Parties suck. By the way, I want to tell you this. We are headed to Denver. And we haven't really finalized everything, but we're going to go there with the Rangers when they play the Rockies and do our show from up there for like 3 days.
Let's meet up.
We will.
Let's have some drinks.
We will. I'll show you what a lightweight I am. No, for real. We'll all go out. We're all going to...
I mean, you know what they say about the altitude in Denver, that you get drunk faster.
I know, and that's great.
For you, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, you can show us your side of the town.
There you go.
All right.
And your boyfriend.
I'll be the hostess with the
Leave him at home.
Yeah, you can leave the boyfriend at home. No, he can come. I don't mind him. He seems like a decent fella. Yeah. And maybe we'll be broken up by then anyway.
You never know.
That's right. That's a long time away, a couple months. Well, Robin, thank you for being so gracious the whole week.
You're welcome.
Yes, you've been a fun interview the whole week. And I know the morning shows bothered you as well.
Something like that. It's all blur.
Yeah, it is. Well, have fun. Do good this weekend. Yeah, I will. I will.
She hates you.
There she goes.
I can tell.
There she goes.
Nacho.
Her body language tells me that she hates your guts. I'm sorry.
She might.
Yeah. I don't think she did.
No, she's real kind of got her shoulders drawn back, and she anytime he leans in with the mic, she pulls away. I don't know.
I just think she's had it. Dude, she's been here all day, every day.
Well, I didn't pick
no
her
doubt.
I didn't pick her career. It's not my
she's
problem.
She's been hassled by the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
There's no telling who else has come along wanting to do the same thing.
Right.
She's been objectified, Corby.
Yes.
By you.
We don't want to objectify women.
She put herself in that position.
In what way?
She's a guest wrangler wearing boob shirts. That's what she does.
How big are your boobs?
She wears that crap so that, you know, some athlete will go over to their radio station.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we've got Killer.
How big are those cans?
We got Killer and Norm farting.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be with us.
God, what a mess we are.
I'm trying to think if I'm sitting in the chair that Norm was in when he unleashed
his... I bet you are.
His unholiness.
Either you are or I am.
Let's hear it.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games.
Yeah.
Okay. But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said if on the morning of feet?
Oh, God. How could Jerry Kramer have possibly answered that question or even heard it?
Did Jerry Kramer leave and either tell whoever his handler is or whoever, wife or whatever, did he go,
yes.
The first thing after he got done, he was like, man, that guy farted on the air.
Yes,
during my interview. Maybe not. He might sympathize with Norm. He's like a million. Probably has no control over that.
I guarantee you, he went away and told the first person he saw him, man, that guy farted.
All right, that's another question. Does Norm have control over that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You should probably ask a traffic girl. So he'll be in there in the morning in their little office working.
No, yeah, Alexis used to say that it was pretty constant. He just didn't seem to really notice what was going on.
Telling you, he can't feel that leg, so he doesn't feel that.
Well, you don't fart out of your leg.
I had an uncle. I had an uncle that way. Well, first off, my uncle was going deaf. And so, you know, he'd talk real loud and everything. And the older he got, the louder he talked, and also the louder he would fart. And it was anytime, anywhere, and I don't know if it was because he was deaf or because he didn't care, but it was just total old manny farty and burping real loud. He'd be right in the middle of a conversation, you know, just right, and then
feet.
That's awesome.
He just doesn't give a damn, does he?
That is awesome.
No, you do reach that point.
Yeah, this is what the Musers played when Norm got home. His wife asked him this question. This was the exchange.
He heard about the fart.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. You just couldn't hold it, or you...
No, I thought it was going to be silent. Just
it was
kept going
not
and
silent.
Made a sound, and it
got
was embarrassing.
Louder. It got louder.
He heard about the fart.
We heard about the fart.
I forget about that moment from Step Brothers that they reviewed the fart. Yes. We heard about
louder,
the fart.
The boys are just so ashamed.
Yeah.
Feet.
I like how he says feet.
Feet.
Man, we're going to miss him.
What do you mean?
He's not dead.
He's okay, actually.
Oh.
Sounds a little flatulence control issue.
He'll be fine.
All right, scary news coming out of the city of Dallas.